Though the monarch is dealing with COVID-19, there's every reason to assume the Queen will come through. After all, you've got to admire the incredible reign of Her Majesty, Queen Elizabeth II. The unparalleled 70 years on the throne for the monarch, who is also Queen of Canada and all other Commonwealth countries, is being celebrated this month, and all year, around the world, Alberta included. And now the province is inviting Albertans to share memories of the royals to honor the auspicious occasion. Many Albertans share a deep connection and admiration for the British monarchy, said Honorable Nathan Cooper, Speaker of the Legislative Assembly of Alberta. I invite Albertans to join the Legislative Assembly in celebrating the Queen's reign by sharing congratulatory messages or personal stories and photos of their favorite memories related to the royal family. Albertans can join the Platinum Jubilee celebrations by composing messages for the Queen and by sharing original artwork, photos, videos or memories related to the royal family on the Legislative Assembly's website at assembly.ab.ca. Messages and images may also be submitted on Facebook, Twitter or Instagram using hashtag ABLegJubilee. The Legislative Assembly will feature a selection of submissions online and in a video presentation to be unveiled later this year. Additional initiatives including on-site tours and displays are being planned throughout the year. According to UK organisers of the Platinum Jubilee, Royal Jubilees are an occasion to celebrate the life and reign of a monarch, and are significant events celebrated around the world. Though the concept of the Jubilee began in biblical times, today the term is most closely associated with the royal family, and the ceremony and spectacle which the term symbolizes. Enduring symbol of the constitutional monarchy in Canada, the Platinum Jubilee marks the 70th anniversary of Her Majesty's service to the United Kingdom and the Commonwealth. For 7 decades, she has been an enduring symbol of the constitutional monarchy in Canada. She has served as head of state of Canada since 1952 and is royal patron to over 600 charities, associations and organizations, of which 36 are in Canada. In Canada's constitutional monarchy, the Crown has certain ceremonial and constitutional responsibilities. The Crown is the sovereign authority and an integral part of the legislative, executive and judicial powers, which are exercised by elected federal and provincial governments. Alberta has historically recognized Jubilee milestones. To mark Her Majesty's Diamond Jubilee, Colonel, Reeded, the Honorable Donald S. Ethel, Lieutenant Governor of Alberta from 2010 to 2015, hosted a garden party at the Alberta Legislature on June 2, 2012. The event featured live performances, monarchy-themed tours and children's games. Did you know? Queen Elizabeth II was born Elizabeth Alexandra Mary Windsor on April 21, 1926. The elder daughter of King George V's second son, Elizabeth, now 95, was expected to live the life of a minor royal until her uncle, King Edward VIII, abdicated so he could marry the American divorcee Wallis Simpson. Elizabeth's father became King George VI until his untimely death in 1952. Elizabeth assumed the throne that year, at age 26. Elizabeth followed her father in leading by example, joining the Auxiliary Territorial Service in early 1945, becoming the first female member of the royal family to join the armed services as a full-time active member. Over 7 decades, Queen Elizabeth II has engaged with 14 British prime ministers and met 13 U.S. presidents. In the early 1990s, amid concerns over the expense of the monarchy, the Queen agreed to pay the expenses of most of her family. She became the first monarch to pay income taxes since the 1930s. The Queen is said to be a chocoholic, with a special love for chocolate perfection pie. A layered chocolate pie with white and dark chocolate and chocolate shavings. The Queen's hobbies include horse riding, pigeon racing, and football. Queen Elizabeth likes to wear gloves, favoring white or black, cotton or nylon, as she has to shake a lot of hands and they help to prevent the spread of germs. Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II was the first of Canada's sovereigns to be proclaimed Queen of Canada by Canadian Parliament. In 1953, the Royal Style and Titles Act was passed, formally conferring upon Elizabeth II the title Queen of Canada. Her Majesty Queen Elizabeth II celebrated 3 out of the 6 jubilees that have been marked in her honour with a visit to Canada. Her Majesty celebrated her ruby, silver and golden jubilees with stops in Ottawa.